All right, welcome back to another episode of One Take, a pretty special One Take episode as well, brought to you, of course, by the TAB, and fair to say there's been a few multis laid down responsibly this weekend so far, but Jacko, mate, we're here at the Warriors event, Lord Alfred, game day, the place is humming.
It's become a bit of a tradition, mate, thank you for having me. Obviously, guys, for those listening, I am not the talent of this episode, I will be jumping off the mic quickly, but yeah, no, it's a special event, bro, it's a very special weekend here. Not just for, obviously, Warriors fans, but just rugby league fans, man. We say it every year, Benny, like, when you come here to Magic Ground, I would love for it to be in Auckland, personally. I think we'll turn it on, but it's hard to beat Brisbane, man. They do a good job.
Oh, for sure. Like, you can't beat a full Caxton Street. There's Warriors kit everywhere, bro. Is it good to see the colours being repped loud and proud?
Again, I'm very biased. I think we are the best supported club here, and I'm including, obviously, the mighty Brisbane Broncos here. Again, I'm biased, but I've certainly seen a lot of colours, and we've got, obviously, an icon of our club, an icon of Brisbane now, the great Mark Tukey, who'll be jumping on shortly.
Yeah.
NRL Roast is going to come on board and chew the fat with you too, or NRL Hungy,
yeah, as he's
affectionately,
the Hungy.
Affectionately known this weekend. So, mate, it's just a real celebration. And, you know, the boys are, it's 11:45 now, so the boys are about an hour or two away from kickoff as the big fella Mark Tukey approaches here.
Love it.
So, yeah, look, we're Fizz, we're excited, man, but more importantly, I think this is just a weekend for fans. So I'll leave you to dissect a bit of football and Atmos with the big fella.
Oh, can't wait.
Enjoy it, mate.
You too.
All right, mate. You guys take it away, eh?
Legend shot, Jacko. Well, we've been joined, as Jacko alluded to before, by Warrior number 76 and a real fan favourite, Mark Tukey. Tukes, I think it was this time last year we actually caught up and spoke about Magic Round 2. But how have you been, mate? You obviously love coming along to this event every year.
Mate, absolutely. The Warriors supporters and the Warriors club have always opened their arms to me, mate, and my family. So I can't be more happier to, you know, get to be a part of the atmosphere here, especially. I was lucky enough to go to the closed captain's run down there at Ballymore yesterday, the other day. So, mate, I'm more than happy to do anything for these guys, and they're a big part of my life for sure, man.
That family aspect is something the club talks about regularly. Pretty cool to be able to bring your kids and wife and everyone along there just to get amongst that Warriors culture as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I had some in-laws. My wife's sister and her family flew over for the game for Magic Round. And, like I said, I asked Webby if it's okay. And, mate, he said, absolutely. You don't even have to ask, you know. So it's just, it feels very humbling for the club to just open their arms to me whenever I want it. So I'm very, very pleased. And I'll do anything for this club for sure.
We've always known that Warriors fans are some of the most vocal in the competition, but results aside, like, people are here in massive numbers. Even on the Thursday, the Friday, the Saturday, there's Warriors kit everywhere. Pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we walk around with a Warriors shirt and it's up the wazz, even if they're a Cronulla or a Dragon supporter, you know. So the movement's real. We've heard the song here about 1,000 times already. It's definitely a juggernaut, and we just need to get a few better results, and mate, they come from everywhere, and we're, like you said, we're not having a good trot at the moment, but the fans are still passionate.
All the teams, 16 teams, 8 games, it's a pretty cool concept, Magic Round, right? Like, as a footy fan alone, this is pretty much heaven.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't want anything else, mate. I've been here for probably the last 5 years. Oh, it's been here, and I've been every single day.
Yeah.
And the fans just absolutely love it. I can't see it being anywhere else but Brisbane, to be honest with you. The stadium and its position in the city is just perfect. And again, it's not too far from the Gold Coast for any tourists that want to come from wherever. So it's a really great venue, great field. It's holding up really well. We've had a bit of bad weather early. The atmosphere is bloody amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so good. It's definitely worth the flight over from New Zealand to any fans that have been weighing it up in the future. I think yourself and Campo, you were involved in the launch as well for Magic Round. Is that
correct? Yeah, we got involved. None of the Warriors had arrived yet.
Yeah.
So, they got a couple of old boys to go down to King George Square there. Mm-hmm. And me and Campo actually do these Magic Round events.
Awesome.
A lot of stuff together, but we both keep in touch a lot, and he's more than happy, just like myself, to be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. There's a special occasion today. Obviously, we're recording this on game day for Dallin. 200th game, a pretty cool milestone, right? When you think of Dallin as a player? What comes to mind straight away?
Oh, mate, he's electrifying, to be honest. He brings the crowds. He's probably our Reece Walsh at the moment. You know, we got Shawnee there, but Dal's exciting. Mate, he does 1,000 carries out of trouble and then goes and does the hard yards and scores the tries in the corner. Yeah. So I think Dal and Montoya as well, the two wingers are definitely a big, big plus for us. I'm excited to watch Chance Eckel-Klokstad in the halves today at 5'8". I watched him there at training, and the more times he's got the ball in his hands, I think we look better. Yeah. So I'm very excited for that today, see how he goes.
Was it cool to get a little glimpse behind the curtain at Captain's Run? You mentioned there you get to see Chance and whatnot. You know, mixing things up a little bit, it really sets the scene, doesn't it? You get a kind of look behind the doors as to what they see week in, week out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I went over to New Zealand a little while ago now and Webby invited us into the captain's meeting before the game. And, you know, I've been in plenty of them, obviously, but you don't get to see that stuff. And it just goes to show how the club treat their old boys. And we're just like one of them, no matter how old you are or when you played. So I think that's where the club has it over every other club in the NRL, how they treat their old boys, the culture that Webby's installed, and just the fans are just passionate. Win, lose, or draw, they'll be there. So we're sitting at the top, I reckon, in our fan base for sure.
For sure. Just a couple of quick-fire questions before we let you get stuck into some beers and the festivities. But in terms of favourite memory in a Warriors jersey, do you have a couple occasions that really stand out to you?
At the end of the 0-2 when we beat Cronulla to go into the grand final for the first time, that was just something else. Mm. We played Cronulla with about 40,000 fans down at Shark Park.
Yeah, wow.
We had to beat them. We did. But, yeah, that was when Eric Watson bought all the tickets for the expat Kiwis. So out of 40,000, I think 30,000 were Warriors fans. So that would definitely be my highlight, other than obviously the grand final 0-2. That would be one definitely big highlight.
And then finally, if you could invite one of your former teammates here to have a beer with and catch up, who would it be? Who would be your favorite teammate you'd like to see?
Oh, mate, one of the craziest buggers I ever had. And I did spend a bit of time with him as Natty Woods.
Yeah.
He was a lunatic, loved a punt, loved the beer. So he's right up my alley.
Perfect.
But yeah, mate, I'd love to catch up. I'd catch up with any of them, to be honest with you. But again, the current players, every single one of them come over and say g'day when they saw me.
Yeah.
I met a couple of the young guys that I haven't met before.
Yeah, awesome.
The young centre.
Yeah, Ali.
So very exciting. And I saw the big front rower too. Who's the young
kid? Oh, Zion Mayu.
Zion Mayu, I went, wow, look at you as a little front rower.
Exactly.
So it's exciting to see those guys coming through. And I think the focus has been on, we've had 10 players out for today's game, but I'm excited with the 8 or 9 young new faces that bring a lot of energy to the game. So we probably can't match it with skill, but we're definitely going to match it with energy. So it's just a matter of on the day we bring energy, you just don't know what can happen. So I'm looking forward to today.
Likewise. I'll let you get back to the fans and the Lord Alfred. I know there's a lot of people that want photos with you, mate. So cheers for stopping by, Tooks.
Enjoy it. It's a pleasure.
Legend.
We might have to sign the roasty up as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Get him a run.
He looks good to go off the back fence, eh? Well, that's love a heck of a segue, eh? We'll get the roasty in. He's actually changed his name to the NRL Hungy. So
Hungy, that's him. Get him down there. All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Shot, Tooks.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Taking the mic from one of the greats.
Here we go. Mate, that was a bit of a passing of the torch moment almost. Yeah, sign the jersey.
I've got to get him to sign the jersey. Maybe
sign the jersey.
Back. Yeah. Just below the air. Perfect. Oh, my God.
That was a bit of a passing of the torch
moment.
I feel like.
I feel like I want to run out for the Warriors today. Is there a late change? Can I get a call up, Jagger, or what? Yeah, well, apparently you got the most outs, have you?
We'll claim that. But we've got some exciting young lads getting a crack.
Oh, he's writing a story here too. I can't wait to read this.
Oh, there we go. That's good stuff. So tell us a bit about how this all came about, mate. Well, first of all, tell us a bit about yourself.
Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate
Warriors fans that don't know. I'm sure most Warriors fans know the cutter you run on social media and whatnot. But tell us a bit about what you get up to.
So look, the roast was started roughly about 7 years ago, just through a bit of boredom. Saw a lot of other pages doing stuff, and I was like, oh, I think I could do a little bit better.
Yeah.
And just started making some random memes, random takes on footy. Tried to add a little bit of humor, my sort of humor and stuff that the boys grew up on when we were younger. You know, obviously I'm influenced by the footy show growing up, all that sort of stuff, old school footy, and just bring it to life through social media. And it's just took off straight away. And it became a business. It's now like almost a full-time job for me.
Hip-hop.
And, mate, coming to stuff like this, Magic Round, going to Grand Finals, State of Origins, things I dreamt about as a kid, I now get to go and do for work. So, mate, it's an absolute dream come true.
And Magic Round's pretty elite, isn't it, bro? Like, you got 16 teams, the 8 games, but you could almost just park up on Caxton Street the whole time and not go to the games yourself. You're a Dargans fan, so that's probably what you've been doing, right?
No, I love the challenge of going to every single game at Magic Round. So I've been to every single game so far. I plan to go there. See ya, mate. Plan to go for the Wires game, get in amongst the crowd, one of the greatest fan bases in our game at the moment. And, you know, spend the next day watching all 3 games. That's a challenge. I love that, getting in it. But in saying that, there's guys that spend, or guys and girls, families and all, that spend all the time down at Caxton Street because there's so much going on. I know blokes that just stay at the Caxton all weekend. And that, look, to be honest, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. It's one of the 7 wonders of the rugby league world, I say.
Absolutely.
And, mate, come here, enjoy, have fun. It's great.
So you've become an honorary Warriors fan for the weekend. Yeah. How did this all come about, bro? Like we were saying, your team has the bye, so you're a free agent in the market.
Yeah.
I saw your post. A lot of clubs were fighting to secure your signature, mate. You were hot property, basically David Fifita.
Yeah.
And then you end up at the Warriors.
I did turn down a lot of money. I did turn down a lot of offers.
There we go.
A lot of jersey opportunities, a lot of meet and greets, but I had to say no to all of them because the Wires were the only one that came with a great offer. I got to meet the great Mark Tukey, jersey presented. I get to spend, like I said, a day with one of the greatest fan bases in our game and just get amongst it and have some fun. And look, you know, you guys, what the Warriors are doing with social media, obviously I have a passion with social media, what they're doing there, what they're doing in the game now and in New Zealand. I had to get behind it. I had to get up the wires, So that's why I'm here.
You touched on New Zealand there. Any chances of the Roast making the big lift across the Tasman, coming to the home game at Go Media? We'd love to have you.
Well, it is the NRL Hungy today.
There we go, yes, NRL Hungy.
Like I'm saying that right.
Yeah, you are.
And, mate, 100%. I've never been to New Zealand.
Oh.
So the very first trip I go there, I will be coming to a game.
Yeah.
Whether it's this year or next year, don't know. But 100%, the next time I'm going to New Zealand, it's for specifically to go to Go Media Stadium, get amongst the fans and enjoy. Look, you guys are selling out games every weekend, right? I can't remember a time where a club sold out 3 or 4 of their first home games in a row. It's just magical. So I want to get amongst that and get amongst the fans and enjoy it. So, 100% coming over the ditch. Or
good
the Dutch.
Stuff. Good and, stuff. Here we go. Yeah. He's already got the accent. Mate,
something happening to me. I love it.
As soon as you put that Warriors logo on,
mate,
the accent comes on strong. Just finally, Dallin, game 200. I'm sure you've made a bit of content around Dallin, that beautiful lid of his. But what do you think when you think Dallin, what kind of comes to mind for you?
I saw it this morning on the Warriors social media.
Yeah.
His signature try that he puts in the corner. I don't know how many times I've seen it, but every time I instantly think of Dallin or DWZ, it's putting that ball in the corner while half his body's over the sideline. It's one of the greatest spectacles in rugby league. And he has done it to perfection. Mm. It's almost like he runs a bit wider.
Just to do it, right?
Yeah, he's can
putting
score
some
probably,
GST on.
Yeah, and he's obviously making it very harder for the key, like Sean Johnson. Yeah. You could be winning games by a lot more, But it's one of his signature moves. I know everyone does it.
Yeah.
He does it to perfection. Mm. And when I think of DWZ, I think of that corner try.
Well, before we let you go, mate, can we get a little up the wires? Because it's only right? You're a Warriors fan. You've got to rip an up the wires for us.
I've got to clear the throat here.
Oh, here we go.
Up the wires!
He's a well-practiced man, a well-oiled machine. Well, Roasty lad, I'll maybe let the people know where they can find you as well. I'm sure they already follow, but if not.
Look, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all the NRL Roast. Obviously, I can't change the at to NRL Hungy just for one day, but NRL Roast, you find me on all social media and stuff. Reach out if you want to do something, let me know because I love doing stuff like this.
That's awesome. Well, great to have you on the bandwagon, mate, and hopefully a big win for the lads today. Rip in.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, bro.